Syrian activists say at least 20 protesters have been killed in another day of violence. People are reported to have died in the cities of Deraa, Aleppo and Hama. It follows a spate of attacks yesterday in Homs, in which human rights groups estimate that more than 30 people were killed. The UN Security Council is about to discuss a draft resolution urging President Assad to step down, although Russia has announced it will not support any such call. Our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen has spent the day in a suburb of Damascus at the funeral of one of those killed in recent days.
This crowd of a couple of hundred men is on the way to the funeral here in Saqqa, one of the suburbs of Damascus. There are also several dozen men from the Free Syria Army here in masks, carrying Kalashnikovs, one with a rocket-propelled grenade. It's another sign of the numbers of areas of Damascus which are falling out of the control of President Assad. Do you have demonstrations like this every day? You have people shouting?
Yes.
Every day you have demonstrations?
Every day. Every day.
Aren't you scared being here on the streets? Aren't you frightened?
The army, Bashar Assad, come here to kill us. The Free Save Army from 5 last days is here. The Free Save Army will give the freedom to us. And the Free Save Army say to Bashar Assad, go out.
The Free Syria Army?
Yes, the Free Save Army.
We're at a crossroads, and in every direction I look, I can see a lot of men. And there are women looking out from the buildings as well. This is a huge display of opposition to President Assad. It shouldn't make people outside the country, though, think that he's beaten, because he is not. He still has power in his army. He still has force that he can use, and he still has genuine support as well from his own Alawite community, from Christians, from other minorities, and even from some Sunni Muslims. Chances are there's going to be more bloodshed in Syria, sadly, because the two sides are getting more and more entrenched.